Hey guys, it's Tor. So it turns out that there's a bunch of guys that watch us while we're saving the world and adventuring and not doing things for ourselves and making a profit. It's kind of creepy because they sit around and talk about what we did and then they judge us. You know, listen to them for yourselves. Let us know what you think. And hopefully you also find it creepy.
Someone usually says something.
Hello.
That's how we started off.
Oh, I'm
starting off strong.
Hiyo.
I guess welcome to Behind the Screen.
Sorry, God.
An Intelligence Check podcast.
You want to put your microphone on there, Tiny?
No, I do what I want.
This whole introduction ruined.
Hey, at least it was Behind the Screen, not an episode.
Yeah.
Start again.
We
hope.
So we all almost died.
Hold on. Welcome to Behind the Screen. Da-da-da-da.
Yay! Right. Live in front of everybody here.
In front of a box of cookies.
So we just did two quick rounds of meeting, going through the spoof headquarters, and then fighting on the boat, or to get to the boat.
Spoof was interesting. I was actually tempted to reveal, like, a lot more. But I was like, you know what, it would be too much of like an info dump and it might be a little boring, but it would also kind of, wanted to see how it would unfold too. Because honestly, when I came up with the Evergreen character, I left it clearly open for Kyle to kind of fill in the gaps. Because I was like, you know what, I want a little mysterious thing. Kyle likes to use these parts of our backstories for this stuff, so.
Yeah, I appreciated that, and the hints that you gave fit so perfectly with the storyline. I was able to just tie it in there pretty easily, actually.
That was my least favorite part of the whole day. So.
I love that we have a turtle in the
I mean, I was being nice.
Yeah, I know, right?
I love turtles.
It was nice of Polino to pop back into.
Yeah.
question, though.
He's a dreamboat.
Is he... So is the Evergreen actually a turtle, or does he change forms? I guess we haven't found that out yet. I don't know.
Never know.
Well, he would be green if he was always a turtle.
It's almost like I did it on purpose. Yeah. No, he's just a turtle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still, pretty cool.
Ninja turtle.
And knowing is half the battle.
I enjoyed stomping those children in that
competition.
Yeah, I was so upset about that.
After they stabbed the children?
No, that was two different things. He enjoyed beating the group.
Yeah, beating the group of kids.
We found it very odd that this Boy Scout
troop, the kids bleeding out. Was,
scouts
we were just like, this is fucked up.
Even
man.
For us, we're like, damn.
Yeah,
they just stabbed two
in the next room, you have to heal a sick ward of a bunch of orphans.
Now, that was the only one that wasn't.
Okay.
What was that?
Is it maybe it was an illusion?
Yeah,
did anybody notice if there was
the
two children writhing in pain?
No, man. There was,
how
there
was illusion list?
The illusion
everything
dropped.
Else is gone, but there's just two kids still dying
like,
in the car.
That was the one real part.
How are we supposed to stop the kids from crying the real way?
So really, it was just a dice roll, but it gets every level got harder. So by the time you got to there, you had to get an 18. And just...
So it was what he did was fine.
It would have been so fun if I got to use command and be like, "Stop whining!
Stop whining! Stop down!"
That would have, I would have allowed that.
But I made crapples. I wanted to do it so bad. Oh well.
Hey, the crapples won us that first competition. Yeah. We got way ahead.
Yeah. So for fun fact for everybody else, I think they were 9 levels behind you or something, or 9 rounds behind you, because I had made up a chart of how fast that team progressed. And they got through the first couple things really fast because I didn't expect you guys to. So what I wanted was for them to shoot ahead of you and then you guys to catch up and pass them. But you guys shot ahead of them at the beginning. So you just kept falling further and further behind.
That's right.
Yeah.
Take that, kid.
Eat it, rival.
Tell me that little bitch guy is going to be dead at some point. He sucks.
Yes, please tell me that.
One kid bleeding on the ground you have a problem with, but you want the other kid to be dead in the gutter.
Yeah, but he was like a he sounded like the douche from every 80s movie. Like that douchey kid.
We're going to take down the rec center.
Yeah, I hate him. I was
having a hard time holding that accent, too. Like, I kept talking and slipping out. out of it. Like, that was hard to maintain.
By the way, Kyle nailed what I was... I mean, I wrote it in, like, the character, but, like, the voice perfectly fit what I had written for him.
Thank you.
I'm touring because he sounded... Like, I guess, the douchiness aside, but, like, wasn't his quest to save the world from something else? And we're all like, screw you.
I don't know.
We're the only ones who saved the world around here.
Yeah, but he was such doing a snide little goals. Jerk about
he
it.
He can be a snide little... But he's
I hated him so much. I wanted to punch Kyle in the face because I hated him so much.
Dang,
sorry, Kyle. I'm going to punch you. That's what you get for being a really good character actor.
Fair enough. I have to say, Thistle, I didn't have really anything prepared, and I have no idea where that, like, showboating...
So,
that was not planned at all. That was all just like...
That actually kind of worked out.
It was good.
I was just all of a sudden just like, all right, this is who this character is.
Which makes sense.
Funny, by the way, a little inside baseball, I called him BP Thistlewick, Baden Powell. Creator of the Boy Scouts.
I'm just assuming that I'm now a Boy Scout because I have their book. So that's how that works.
That's how that works.
Exactly.
Yeah. If I learned anything about Boy Scouts, then you have their guidebook.
Since I have Name, I am a Boy Scout
also,
by proxy.
Also
yeah.
true. But yeah, I think that went fairly well. You guys finally learned all there is basically to learn about the first. Mm-hmm. So after this long journey, you guys finally... know exactly what it is you're going against.
Oh, I got 100%. I could write an essay on it.
Without from memory.
I can't believe Train Twerker was a little jerk trying to kill us.
That's the horse guy.
I just hear twerking every time.
So I had so much fun
down his wagon.
Doing that to you guys with Alkyr.
Yeah.
And then Train Twerker coming up and like... as I was writing it, I was like, oh, I just did it without gear. They're going to totally, like...
It's like, hi, are you okay?
Yeah, we trust
this time, we're not going to
We trust all the wrong people.
Yeah, every time.
Well, it's kind of weird.
Cletus, we believe you.
It's kind of weird that he gave me that magic item, unless it's, like, rigged to fail.
Oh, which one?
I got the statue... I think I asked him for help. To get, like, to find Alkyr, whatever the heck we were supposed to do. And I'm pretty sure I got the statue from him.
So,
did I?
I thought you got the invisible pea from him.
That's mine.
Did we?
No, that's from
the reason he helped you was because he also wanted, so, unfortunately, not all the storyline always comes out because it depends what happens, all this stuff. But he tried to recruit the, frog people to join the war and they refused.
So he just was like,
so he wanted you two to wipe each other out.
Got it. Got it.
All of us.
And, you know, he also knows that they could cure that stuff. So he was really.
Swear to God, five or six more betrayals and I'm done with this.
And I might catch on.
Yeah. I won't.
You're still going to be like, hi, stranger.
Hi, I love you.
Are you my friend?
You're my friend. Listen, the less trustworthy they are, the more we trust them.
Because they seem genuine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess that, again, like, the Lilith enslaved two of our races, and he was the only character where we were like, this guy's cool. Yeah.
I don't know, like, Tor did throw a hammer initially.
No, not Tor necessarily at first.
That's right, Tor was perfect.
And Tor threw a hammer at everything, so that's not really a judgment.
That's just greed is a judgment.
He threw it at a desk, I mean.
Yeah, you distinctly said at one point, that's just how he says hi, when you threw one at your daughter.
And that's
oh my god, that's so fucked up.
She caught it, she knew.
She caught it, with her face.
They'd say how.
Oh, man.
She's kind of a vampire-esque thing, so...
It's true.
I like how we totally destroyed the trial portion of our recording today, and then totally fucked up the fighting portion.
I think it was more of... The plan worked great.
Oh, the plan was fine, but we got our asses handed to
us. We were expecting
regular
soldiers, and...
I appreciate the first fudgel acceptance of the failure of the terrain roll.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest.
No. He failed that first roll. He just failed it, what happened. So I try to add a little flavor where it's every failure is something. It was just that he just failed.
Gotcha. Actually, I think the combat went fine. It's just us killing them and then their death throws stuff that really fucked us up.
Really, when I say we fucked up, I mean me. Because I thought the one was in the air and I was like, I'll take a little damage.
No, it's okay.
Let's be fair. They fucked us up. Well, they fucked you guys up. Nami didn't get a scratch.
Yeah.
Well before that thing blew up.
Oh, yeah. No, I was already down.
If it makes
far.
You feel any better, there's actually a slight delay with the gold so that if something like that happens, he does hit the ground before he explodes. So even if you killed him in the air, the same result would have happened.
Oh.
That was the first time... in at least a long time, that my player knowledge actually was greater than my character.
Yeah, no, I think he yelled at you.
As soon as the first one exploded, I was like, Oh, wait.
Well,
I don't know.
It only strikes a chord because when we first started playing D&D, we had a friend who would always pick a draconian, but he picked the one species that didn't have, or that had wings.
Yeah,
not
so
all
he
them
could
did.
Fly.
And then the character would always fall to its death, even after Kyle, as the DM, would give him 3 to 4 chances to try to remember. And then it stuck in my head. He fell to his death through a pit, and then the line was, "And as your body hits the ground and dies, your wings flap over your face."
Which I think was hilarious, too, because that was the time before, as he was falling, he's like, "I try to use my claws to dig into the everything. Walls of the..." You remember you have claws.
Oh my god!
His character piece even had wings on it.
Oh my god!
Just didn't register.
And literally, he died from falling 3 or 4 times.
Jesus!
Throughout, like, he always forgot he could fly.
Died
which was the reason he picked the character.
Do the metallic draconians, are they the ones that are winged? I don't know.
So draconians are actually from Dragonlance. So as I said before, I called the world Faerun because Faerun and Kryn are the two worlds. So yes, they are all metallic.
Oh, they're all metallic.
Yes.
Oh, okay. They just
Metallica.
Are. Okay.
Now, if I remember,
so what happens in Faerun, or I'm sorry, in Kryn, is that they took good dragon eggs and turned them evil, and that's what made draconians pop out. The Faerun version's a little bit different, but we will find that out as we go on.
Okay. I'm just glad I hit the right people with the arrows this time. Pretty on point this time.
They weren't poisoned, so.
Yeah.
I think you can thank your training for that.
Squad.
Yeah, the squad points really panned out.
That was a good idea. Thank you for that.
That was awesome.
So was that just like a one-time thing, or you okay? Just for like this little stint,
it was
here.
Just fun.
Yeah, I really liked that.
Is it still happening? Like technically,
if you didn't use yours yet, you still have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to check.
Yeah, Ben came up with that idea. He mentioned it like seconds before we went to record, and I liked it so much that I was like, I want to give something for that. And I actually didn't even know what I was doing until we started recording, and then all of a sudden I was like, I got it.
No, that was awesome.
Threw it out there. I was actually a little worried it was going to be overpowered, but I really liked the way you guys pulled it together. That went really well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was a nice heroic moment to really go with the full fake out. That's the term.
Yeah,
there's a better word
for
it.
You know, I forget about heroic moments. So I was like, oh, I'll just use it. It seems like it'll be worthwhile to get this the way we want it to go.
I think it's great. I always like them more than just like, it gives you a natural 20 in combat. Like, it's more interesting, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the idea of traveling with them and being a part of that whole group, so I thought that was worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. So, is the half elf chit chat chatterbox your alter ego for him? Is that
it? Could be
chat. That's a good name.
Oh,
my name is Chet.
I did have a name in mind for him. I forgot to mention Rick Stone.
Oh,
okay,
that would have been a good.
I like Rick.
So it still has the stone.
Yeah, exactly.
Theme,
yeah.
Even if it's not the color.
So we might see
like a detective.
Lieutenant Stone.
See, I would have really liked Rick Roll because it goes with rock and roll.
That's true,
and you got it over.
But then they might know. Hey, wait, something's up here.
I mean, unless they have YouTube there.
That's true.
Am I missing something?
Never going to get
it. I'll send you a link later.
Yeah, about Rick Roll and his history.
Rick Rolls are delicious.
What?
No, it was fun. And it was cool that we got some more backstory stuff out, too, which is always fun. So.
And definitely Blag scared me when he's like, I want to go to the inn. I was like, no! There's no part of this that's going to go well.
Yeah. That worked out better. I like that better. Because I do picture Name with the leash on.
When it comes to your sister, there's no stop. I just couldn't
see
her.
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. Because could have got real, real fast.
You would kill them if they tried to make her eat peas and she said no, and they still made her eat them.
Yeah. No, I like, and the chair thing worked out really well. That was
butt
sniffing,
tracking check.
I smelled their Taco Bell.
The dragoniness of them.
Yeah, that was funny because I don't know why I never foresaw a scenario where you guys might reveal what these things are until the battle started, and then all these things, I was like, that'll reveal part. And it was kind of fun for me to, like, slowly
unveil
what
they are.
Yeah,
that was fun with all the traps. I liked that. That was nice. Because then it gave us an idea of what they're all about.
Right.
Oh,
at first I thought they were
dead. Shep's ranked up. Now, I don't know if this is ever actually going to come out during the show, but the actual ranks, I did sit down and think of 10 ranks from, like, lowest to highest.
I think you did say it in your first episode. Yeah.
Did I? Yeah. Okay, because I'm at the midpoint now. I've got 5 more ranks above me to go.
Nice
to have a goal.
I'm now a gallant mountain goat.
GMG.
GMG.
GMB.
As we like to say, GMG.
Yeah, you know me.
So, to go back, were they just wearing all the wraps to hide their true nature?
Yeah,
or
so
was there...
in the original thing that they're from, the Dragonlance novels, which I believe is their first appearance in anything ever. I could be wrong, but I believe so, that's true. That is how they're unveiled the very first time, is that they are wearing these wraps underneath of cloak. So I thought, you know what?
Let's go. I remember in the crappy animated movie, they were CGI, but they were in...
Yes.
So the CGI revealed them as villains, but they were in cloaks and stuff like that.
I think the CGI one, because it bothered me, they just had cloaks.
And yeah,
like,
that's not happened. A good
hiding. There's tails and wings hanging out. I'm like...
more like how the Ninja Turtles did it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was not aware of this animated...
The Dragonlance?
It's for the best.
Yeah. It is one of the worst things ever made.
Okay, thank you. I will live happily in ignorance.
Sorry for whoever made that. I love Dragonlance, but that was
not the books.
The books are fantastic.
Top tier.
Yeah.
Anyway, so. Anyway, sorry.
All right. Sorry, sir.
Since your subject
sucks. Actually, it's going back to
talking about reading. Forget it, our D&D podcast.
You like to
read. No,
he's trail off.
No, I was just letting you all yell at me for 5 more minutes. I'm just going to go.
We got to fill 4.5 minutes.
Huh? Yeah.
So, Blag, can we talk about the sigil that you saw? Now that it's not... I mean, or should we save that
for...
Well,
save that for on air.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I don't want to unveil anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a super big deal. It was all revealed on there. So, yeah, we can. It was just the sigil of the town. And that is what he mentioned earlier. He's from North Guildland.
But that was from the South Guildland, had their own sigil. Because, like, that as a human looking at another human at a table, it even gave him pause here, and I wanted to ask him, but it wasn't.
Yeah,
the I'm sure if we survive the boat, it can come up again.
Yeah. Oh, we're on another boat.
I know.
Yeah, but our odds aren't looking too great
Not
as we've
so
been doing.
But
don't worry, I'm sure everything will just get easier. Yeah.
There was a war between the North and the South Guildlands, and that's why I was turned into a barbarian.
Oh yeah,
to fight the Southern Guildlands, and they were actually defeating us until the children of the North Guildlands were turned into barbarian warriors and things like that. And I can get into the whole more backstory of it if it comes up on air.
Yeah.
But that's the big, because that's more or less just a reiteration of my backstory from way back in the beginning.
And it's this war between the North and the South is why Blag is the way he is.
Yes,
I know it's a lot of work, but I would be really curious to know if I were to look at his sister, how old I would guess she was, because I heard a range from like 4 to like 20.
Yeah,
and I'm just like,
I don't think we defined that very well.
Yeah, I have to go back and listen to the episode. Unfortunately, we recorded that like 4 years ago.
Yeah, I just
but it's
too.
The final episode on the Dinosaur Isle. I explain there is an age difference between what she was and what
no there isn't.
Oh, oh sir,
throw down.
I've listened to it like 600 or 700.
Are you sure?
Times. Yes. As a matter of fact, when we take the amulet off of her, she turns back into her regular...
That's what I was thinking of.
Yes.
Okay, yep.
She turns back into her regular
age.
You're right.
Yeah.
So
what
is
she?
What
is she with the...
Well, I'm still right. There was an age difference. I wasn't wrong.
Well, what is she with the amulet on, then?
That was something he came up with. She was basically a shifter, I guess.
Yeah.
And it made her look, I guess, more adult, but shiftery. But once we took it off, she just became her regular human child self.
Got it. Aww. She's a little peanut.
little girl.
Yeah,
little baby.
She is.
Little baby.
Aww. Yeah. Okay. I just figured I'd want to have that kind of squared away before we meet her again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a baby.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna put her, I'm 10. I don't exactly remember what I wrote in my backstory, but I'm going to put her at around 6.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know, that just as since it's behind the screen thing, how did you think we were going to handle her rescue? What was your... anticipation.
I expected one of three things and you did none of them.
As usual.
Yeah, there you go.
That's why I like to ask.
I expected kidnap at the inn while everybody was sleeping.
Yeah.
There was going to be guard switches and stuff, but there, you know, you could have tried.
Oh, could have
been innocent bystanders. We talked about it.
I kind of expected to do something with the bridge so that while they're on the bridge, you know, take the bridge down and try to grab her and dash if you were going to do a run dash. And the reason the forest is there is there's so many of you that have nature manipulations, I thought. And
Rambo,
yeah. So that was my number one bet was forest.
Yeah.
And I thought if you decide to go combat, you do it in the forest because between all of you and your various manipulations, you could literally turn the forest against them. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons these Draconians were as powerful as they were, was I was expecting, like, a ton of stuff to happen in there.
We did kind of dabble a bit.
You guys should just grab and run.
Yeah.
I didn't really see V stand the line at the dock coming, but I really do see what coming, what you guys did. Yeah.
The forest fight made sense, but I think the fear was they could get reinforcements from their other boat.
And you're 100%
wanted to be where
right.
we could escape yeah. quickly, which ended up being useful because they we were badasses.
Yeah. And being taking them to the only friendly area on the entire map yeah. was... Yeah.
Would have been nice if say, some of those soldiers would have came off and helped, but they probably wouldn't
but
have
But getting his yeah. sister away immediately was
that
huge.
Was, that was deal. Blag's yeah. main yeah. goal.
And yep. I kind of revealed there at the end the what was on your ship weren't soldiers. Those mm. are old... they're smugglers. They yeah. were people who right. were just hired out to do right. this job.
Which okay. we did. So we thought it was
and at least if the ship sinks, it's only a river, not an entire ocean this time.
Yeah. Depends on where it sinks.
No!
And I got to see my old ship captain again. Yeah. That's exciting.
I like the name.
Yep, that was a
callback. As soon
back.
As I heard that, I was like, wait a second. Did they just say Sandy Daggers?
Yeah. Call back to real life.
I used to keep track of, when I worked at a retail store, my favorite customer names, and Sandy Dagger was one of my
favorite customers. Is that a real person?
That's yeah. a real person.
Sandy Dagger. Does exist somewhere in the world. Yeah.
Maybe she listens to this podcast. Yeah.
If she does, oh. I remember you, Sandy.
Say hello, we'll send you a sticker.
You're a lovely yeah. customer, and you have an awesome name.
Yeah.
You have an awesome name.
Duper.
Oh.
All right, well, thank you again for joining us for another episode of Behind the Screen.
You're welcome.
Yay!
Ba-da-ba-ba.
Ba-da-ba-ba.